Welcome back to another episode of Don't Quote Us. I'm your host, Jasmine, alongside my co-host and best friend,
Roya.
Singular. What? Me! There's
been so much drama. Roya, yeah. Isn't that right?
I'm sure you guys are going to hear maybe the other side of the story soon, but we just wanted to let our side out first to just clear the air, like talk about the situation.
In case said co-host, who we're not going to name, starts her own podcast and tries to spread her fake news lies.
So if you see like the cover art for our podcast change, just don't be alarmed. Like, we're just going through a massive like power shift right now.
A rebrand. Just kidding. Anyways.
Yeah, so today it is just Jasmine and I, Roya. Miriam is not with us.
She's on a trip.
Yeah.
She's still on this planet. You said it like she's...
She died, no. Miriam, yeah. Miriam's on a trip. She's MIA.
So she's MARIAM. And so...
That wasn't funny, but that was.
That wasn't funny?
No, it's not supposed to be funny, but it was.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
And yeah, so we're gonna double team this episode. Shut up. We're gonna duet this episode, and yeah, hopefully you guys recognize the value that we bring to the table. Yeah. Roy and I were talking off podcast. We're like, this is our chance to show that we can be funny too.
Yeah, this is our chance to shine.
So yeah, so please don't turn away, don't unsubscribe. Miriam will be back next week.
Please, if you're still listening, just please stay with us.
Please. Okay, so we've had both pretty crazy weeks.
Oh yeah, we're kind of wild.
We're just crazy people like that.
Since Miriam's gone, I'll just fill you guys in on what she's been doing. She's been doing school.
School.
she finished her midterms.
She's up all night writing. And yeah, okay, now on to you, right?
Yeah, so in my news, I have two major updates. So the first one, I'll talk about what I did today. And what I did today is I got fully vaccinated. Bow, woo, 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 ow, ow. It was a whole roller coaster of emotions. Like, so yesterday, one of my coworkers got her second dose. And I was like, oh, shoot, I should book mine earlier. Because last time I checked, all the spots were full. So when I got home from work at like 12 o'clock, I was like, okay, you know, I'll check it out. I check it out and there's one spot left. And I was like, well, it's mine now. So I book it and I wake up the next morning, which is today. And I'm like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, have to go to the hospital, get it done. Then I check my email and it's like, your appointment's been canceled. And I was like, and it was like 40 minutes before my appointment. And it takes maybe like 25 minutes to walk there. So I was like, shit, like, what do I do? So I call, no one's available to pick up. And I'm like, then I call again. Luckily, a lady picked up and she was like, yeah, just come down. And I ran and I got it.
Woo!
My second piece of news is I got promoted.
Yeah! Kind of sound like you're gonna say pregnant.
I go, I'm pregnant.
Yeah,
I did it.
Imagine that's how your family finds out, is through a podcast.
But yeah, so I got promoted. The manager, she like approached me like on the low a couple days ago, and she gave me the offer. And obviously, I accepted it because I have nothing better to do since.
Because you want that pay raise.
Yeah, I want the raise, and I still haven't found a second job. So I was like, well, I might as well. So I took it, and I am now a supervisor. Woo, woo, woo.
Roya has officially lived long enough to become the villain.
Yeah.
She's the one who sets your schedule.
Yeah.
She's the one who schedules you on a Saturday.
No,
like I'm the monster.
I decide when your breaks are.
Ooh.
Nah, I think I'm gonna do well. I'm still kind of worried because I don't think lots of people know about how I'm gonna be a supervisor. Like, there's no like public announcement. I think people are just gonna find out as they.
There's no press conference. Come in.
No press conference. No no reveal. Nothing. Not even a text message in the group chat. But
oh man,
personally, I don't mind because I don't want that attention. But like I'm it's gonna be so awkward where it's like
someone, I don't want the spotlight
that type of spotlight, but like I
all of gelato store supervisor. I don't know if I can handle the public pressure.
It's gonna be super awkward when someone walks in and they're gonna be like, oh yeah, like, who's the supervisor today? And I'm just like, me.
Oh my god, all the Karens will be looking for you.
Right?
Oh my god, they'll be wanting to speak to the manager who is you.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm kind of worried because then I have to answer lots of the questions. And I'm like, I've only been here for not that long, so like, but I'll be fine. Like, I think
right, you're basically going into a shark infested ocean with a nosebleed.
Yeah.
The Karens are lurking. They're looking for you.
Yeah.
They can sense your weakness.
They're going to sniff me out and freaking like drag me by the scalp. Like, I'm mentally preparing myself. But I think I'll be fine. I think I'll be okay. How about you, Jasmine?
My entire body has gone through a ring of fire. Because
Jasmine, Jasmine.
How is that? I don't understand. How is that sexual at all?
I don't know. Like, you just have to make it sexual.
You okay? Continue. Let's talk about last episode for a second and the mermaid controversy. Let me tell you something. I like to just talk. And everything I say...
Yeah, but we don't want you to talk.
I'd say 99% of the time, I have good intentions.
Oh,
I am not implying anything of the sexual nature. And you,
like
with your...
None, like...
Abstinence is the only way.
But, sorry, it did sound like the sailors were fucking the manatee. But to be fair, there's more people on our side than on yours. We finally got, like, people, like, we counted the votes. So me, Miriam, and Jake both think that it was a suggestive statement, whereas Jasmine and my sister do not. But
your sister
we are is the majority.
Worth, like,
we,
seven Jakes.
We are the majority. Whoa, are you devaluing Jake?
Yep.
Yep. But yeah, we are the majority. Fuck you.
In conclusion.
But yeah. So continue about your body sore. Being on fire.
We went on this tube that is like, you have to lay on your stomach.
Stop. Stop. I went tubing and we went on this tube. That was like,
that was a pause in the sentence.
That was the equivalent of when I said I was leaving the house and then I left.
No, that was worse.
No.
Okay, fine. Continue. That was bad. But I was on this tube that you lay on your stomach, and it's a circle, and there's handles around the edge of the circle, so you have to hold on.
Yeah.
And so when you, like, get air time, and you hit back down, your entire...
It's like a belly flop into just rubber.
into, like, an inflatable floaty. And I do not have a young body to begin with. My back problems have been...
Worsening.
Yeah, no, I have been, like, well-known, if you listen to this podcast, so...
You've been quite vocal about your struggles.
Yeah, so that tube did not help that issue, let's just put it that way.
Oh, I thought it would, like, help even it out, you know?
No. Today my hip cracked so loud, and I was like, oh my god. Like,
you grandma?
Like a firework. But yeah, and I'm also extremely sunburnt on my shoulders. And
on your whole
legs.
Entire body?
I said my shoulders and my legs, okay?
Your body?
I hate you. I'm just sunburned and I'm very exhausted from the sun. I didn't know, isn't that a thing? You can be fatigued from the sun. Don't try to make this sexual, Roya. I'm just tired from the sun.
I wasn't gonna.
You were about to. I could tell by your body language.
I literally have nothing to say to that. But yeah, I think you can get a little tie-tie from the sun.
Yeah, so I was very tie-tie today before we recorded. I took a nap by accident.
Oh, did we just take a nap? Oh.
It was my nap time. Oh. We can never get a conversation through.
This whole episode is just being like, yeah, and?
You're just derailing everything I say. But yeah. Oh, also, We took care of our friend's cat for a few days, who, by the way, is a kitten whose name is Mia. And
that's cute.
If that's not the cutest name for a kitten, I don't know what is. But this is our first time cat sitting, because we dog sit all the time, but we never cat sat before. And it's a whole new experience, because, like, she's got a litter box, and it's this whole thing. her litter box is this little pod, right? That she goes in through this little circle. And it's closed off. So you can't see her doing her business unless you open it.
Aww.
And so we, the first day we had it, we kept it open just so she knew where the litter box was. And we were fascinated by this cat's dumps because it was so funny. Because she would poop. She would set up the area for her to poop. Yeah, don't they,
like, bury it?
Yeah, after she poops, she buries it. Uh-huh. And we thought that was the funniest thing ever.
And so you just, like, scoop it out, right?
Yeah. So every time she went to the cat litter, we were all, like, calling each other, like, no, she's going to. It was so fun. Yeah, she was
that
so
reminds
cute.
Me of when my little brother was, like, young, and whenever he would do something, we'd be like, guys, like, look at him. Like,
oh, I remember... I thought you meant when he went to the bathroom. You'd...
Oh, no. Like, I remember one time, I think he was crawling. Like, he wasn't walking at this point. He was, like, a baby. And one day, he, like, rolled over by himself. So he was on his stomach. And we were all like, whoa, because it's like he's holding his head up, like, you know.
Yeah.
But then he couldn't roll back, so he just started crying. And then everyone's just like, oh.
What a bitch.
Yeah. So then we rolled him back.
Oh, babies are so cute.
Yeah. Here, I thought of a topic while you were talking.
Okay.
Pet names. Not pet names as in, like, oh, baby, honey.
Oh, but, like, actual pet names.
I was trying to think of examples, but, like, I can only think of one that, like, irks me. And I think maybe it's because I saw, like, a TikTok or about a tweet. But when people name their, like, pet that has black and white fur Oreo, absolutely. Like, no. We can do better than that. We can do so much better than that.
As a society, we need to do better.
Yeah, I don't have pets. I'm not the right person to be saying this. Like, I named my pet Snakey. I've named, like, my hamster's Buddy. Like, you know, maybe I'm not the voice of reason, but I know I'm right when it comes to not naming your pet Oreo. I think we can be more creative.
Wow. And this has been a PSA from Roya.
My rants are back.
Sponsored by you know those government commercials where it's, like, at the end it says, a message brought to you by the government of Canada. And it goes, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
This was brought to you by Roya.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm spreading the word. Like, do you not agree with me, though?
I think, like, Oreo is a weird name.
Okay, like, yeah, thank
straight,
you.
Like, straight up is a weird name.
Something about, like, people naming their pets out of, like,
after sweet foods.
Treats. Like, especially sweet when it comes treats. To, like, sweet treats. Like cookie, like, Oreo. Like, I don't know. Just those don't sit well with me. Do you look at your pet? Do you look at this animal and you're like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oreo. Are there other options? I'm sure
there
are.
This is where we go when we don't have Miriam.
Yeah.
Roy's out here fishing for content.
Oh, shut up, Jenna. At least I'm saying something.
Okay, no, I agree. I just feel like pet names, when you get it right, you know.
You get it right. One of my dad's friends, his dog is named Francois, and I just think that is, like, the epitome of a good, like...
But it
that
has is, to be the right kind of dog with the, like, right attitude.
That is, like, the peak of a pet name. Like, that is so good.
Like, we knew this Australian Shepherd, so well-behaved. Like, classy, gorgeous dog. And his name was Louis. And it just matched, you know? But if you got some ugly, scraggly dog that doesn't listen to anything and you call it, like, Edward.
Like, that doesn't fit.
It doesn't work.
If you have, like, a yappy dog, like...
Yeah, you need to name it something, like,
to match that energy.
Like Becca. I don't know. Becca just sounds like someone who loves to talk.
But yeah, so pet names... That was just a quick rant because I'm just sick of it.
Because you saw a TikTok.
Yeah. If I had a pet, oh my goodness, I'd give it a good name.
Same with children. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's so easy to name your child wrong. Like, some people's names just don't fit their personality at all.
But then they can't really change their name afterwards.
No, they can't, which sucks.
So they have to morph into their name. You
oh
know?
My god! Do you think the name, like, plays a role in the, like, you know, the predestination? yeah. Do you think your name plays a role in that? Because
if you have funny. Like, if your name's Jessica, for example.
You're a bitch.
Not a bitch, but I feel like you're, like, people will know you, you know? Doesn't that make sense, though?
If your name is Jessica, you like things a certain way. And yeah, like, if it's a different way, you will be upset.
Like, I love how my name, like, my name is a popular Persian name, but it's not a popular name, like, in Canada. Like, it probably is.
Canada?
Amongst the Persian population, but not, like, the general population.
Oh, I didn't know it was a popular name.
I'm pretty sure it is. But what's so good of having, like, a quote-unquote, like, unpopular slash obscure name is that, like, I make the rules, you know? Because people, it's like, I'm probably the first or the second Roya they've met. So, like, no preconceptions about me. So it's like I get to make my name for myself, you know?
Like, how badly do Karens, who are nice people, feel?
Oh yeah.
During this wave,
they're like set up.
Yeah,
it's a setup.
Damn, let's just do a really harsh segue.
Yeah,
are you okay with that, Roya?
Yeah,
the topic that we were talking about, which was what made you cool when you were younger.
Okay, because... and I think this also plays into names. Like, I think if you had, like, a basic name, and I mean that in, like, a nice way, sort of, but if you had, like, a...
Common name.
Yeah, common name, and it also plays into, like, what was on TV and all that, like, what we saw growing up. Depending on your name, I think you were set up for either success or failure. You really were.
So, yeah, like, what made you cool as a kid? Now, we're not talking, like, having all the coolest toys or anything materialistic, because that's, like, obvious.
Yeah.
But we're talking about, like, physical and personality traits. So, like, for example...
That sets you above the rest.
Yeah, that, like, that really puts you in a level above just student. Yeah. More like God.
God.
Because if you could run fast. At the age of seven, if you're the fastest runner, you got special treatment.
Like, oh, yeah. Like,
if you would dominate in tag or manhunt. When we do octopus? Track and field, octopus, ooh, gym seaweed. Class. We're all seaweed. Like, that. And also, if you're a girl and you're fast, you got the boys' respect.
Oh, that's so bad. That was a thing.
But it was. That really was.
That's the society we lived in. That's the street cred. Yeah, if you were fast as a girl, if you were just a general, like, athletic girl.
You'd be,
like,
picked first when we did team captains.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Damn, team captains was so harsh if you were picked last. So harsh.
It's like, luckily, I don't think I've always been on, like, the... Like,
speedier side?
Yeah, people liked me, so, like, fortunately, I never got picked last.
Uh-huh.
But I can't even imagine how that must feel, not only growing up, but even, like, in the future, like, when we're...
Cause it
I feel
must like we, have messed with you.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like we still did that in high school, like, probably.
In gym class, probably, yeah.
Yeah, I just can't imagine how terrible, like, that must feel. Like, that actually, like...
For your self-esteem. And the thing is, like, I'm sorry to say this, but we all knew who would be, like, near the end of the pickings. Yeah. So it's like, and they're not stupid. They know
you. Yeah, like, the fucking social hierarchy at school was so whack. But yeah, so fast runner, that's definitely, I think, one of, like, the top ones. Like, I know in my elementary school, all, like, the cooler guys played soccer. Like, that was the it sport growing up.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's, like, shared everywhere else.
Man, yeah. I still remember when I came first in 800 meters in grade 8. Man. I have never felt fame like that in my life.
That was your 15 seconds of fame?
That was when I peaked. Honestly, it's been downhill from then.
Yeah, so we have certain names that would set you up for success. We have your speed.
If you had an older sibling.
Oh, yeah.
You got so much street cred if you had an older sibling.
And what like, cemented it is if your teacher knew your siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when they talk to you, like, they refer to the class like, oh, I know your sibling, I know your brother, your sister, like that. And I'm very guilty of that. Like, I had two older siblings, so
you coast off it, because if they're good, if they were bad kids, you get the bad rep. Mm-hmm. But if they were good kids, like, you could be the shittiest student, but you can coast off the reputation of the name
of your siblings. Yeah,
or it, like, was a coaster.
Like, I had a whole identity, not identity crisis, but I realized that almost every single teacher I've had growing up until, I would say, grade 12 or, like, grade 10, like, during that time, all my siblings have had before. So it's like I never there's only like maybe three or four teachers that I've actually got to like make a name for myself rather than like be in my sibling's shadow.
Damn.
Right? Isn't that kind of deep?
That's so deep yet so shallow at the same
time. Yes. Double whammy.
I was an older one, so I had to make a name.
Wow. And I don't think you set your sister up for success. You kind of
wasn't trying to give her an easy time.
Okay, maybe this is really niche.
I'm excited. What are you gonna say?
Like, I found like the quote unquote cooler people would always ask people for snacks.
Ask people. Interesting. They were moochers.
Like I don't think like
you
I
know why? Why? Because they were cool. They had the confidence to ask.
Yeah. And
interesting, Roya. Wow. Think about that.
Okay. Cause I don't have a specific memory, but I just have a feeling. Like, that has happened, and I've seen that happen.
Whoa. And like where this comes with the entitlement, like, you're going to say yes to that.
Yeah, it's request. Sort of like you can't say no. Because if you say no, whoa, then you're the bad one.
I didn't think this segment would get so deep.
No, like, I just swear, like, they were moochers, I swear.
Wow, that's a good one. Damn.
What can I say? I'm observant.
Because, like, if you say no, well, then you're not on the cool person's good side.
Yeah, they don't like you because you... They don't want to give them the snack your that Cheeto. Your mom or dad packed for you. Kind of wild. We're picking it up, Jasmine.
Another one? Ooh, another one. Handwriting. If you had good handwriting, oh my god, everyone would want to watch you write and do the calligraphy and all that stuff.
But I would argue it's a different type of coolness. It's like there's the moochers who are like cool in one sense.
Cool because they don't care.
Yeah. But then the people who are good writing, or the people who have good writing, I think just have the connotation of being a good student. Like, if you had nice writing, oh, you were smart.
Honestly, everyone who had nice writing were smart.
Yeah, because they were, like, no, like the studious people, you know?
They tried. Interesting. Or the people with the messiest handwriting were the geniuses, but they were so gross.
Yeah! Anyone who had really messy writing... It was kind of smart, and everyone in the middle was just mediocre, like, you know, regular, your regular students. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, one I just thought of, if you initiated, like, a schoolyard game, especially, like, Foursquare, or, like, a manhunt game, and it's not like, oh, like, you and your group of friends, it was like, you wanted to play it, and you made it happen, like, oh my god.
You're gonna grow up to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, like, you're making money moves, like,
yeah, right there. Marketing genius.
Yeah. And like, oh yeah, if you're one of those people, I have another one. If you like were able to go on top of the monkey bars,
did you ever have those kids who would stand on the monkey bars like standing
and then get yelled at? Yeah,
yeah, those were like those kids like did drugs in high school.
Okay, but there's a split. So you have the people going on top of the monkey bars because they're like freaking gymnastics. Like, uh-huh. All the people that did gymnastics did that. And you can't even lie to me. But you also had, like, the whack kids who would just go on top and, like, almost fall off and get yelled at. You know, there's subtle differences.
If you could do the splits, you were a goddess. Like, you have unlocked the secret to life.
You did it. Like, you made your mark and you peaked. You're ready to graduate. You're ready to leave. Like, you did the splits.
Splits and cartwheels. Oh man. Those girls not would be like spinning all the way through the
but like
field.
The round offs, you know? Like, oh, one-handed cartwheels.
The one-handed one. What's that called? Is it called one-handed? I swear there's a name.
But it's like
round off.
It's one
ages.
Thing. It's one thing if you could do it. It was another one if you were like helping people or if you were like teaching others how
teaching
to do it.
Teaching others. Spreading the good word of the cartwheel.
Okay, and you know what? I also think that the cool kids who are now cool, but, like, in the past were probably, like, judged or, like, looked, like, down upon, is the people that played with, like, the bugs. And, like, the slugs.
Don't worry, bug people. We're gonna be the voice for you.
Like, I think you're peaking now. Like, I think now you're, like, now that we're older, I'm sure now you're great people. But, like, I remember in the past.
Bug people.
I remember when I did co-op in a kindergarten class. I was, like, out in, like, the little kindergarten playpen area. And one of this little kid from my class, like, comes up to me. He's like, look. And, like, he has something in his hand. He opens it. And he has just a bunch of bugs. I'm like,
what kind of bugs?
I think it was, like, a few ants. Like, I don't know if it was a slug. Like, I just remember I know for sure it was ants and there was something else.
Oh,
and I was
ants in your
like,
hand.
I was like, boy. Noah, put that down. Put that down.
Noah, don't make me beat your ass.
Yeah, like, you can't come inside anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's disgusting. Not gonna lie, I was a bug girl.
I knew you were a bug girl, Jocelyn. I knew it. Like, I feel like you can tell who's a bug person or who was a bug person as a kid. You really
I feel
can.
So called out. But you said we're cool now, so that's okay. But
okay,
man,
I take it back. I take my statement
worms
back.
Were my thing.
Ew, out of all of them, you had to pick worms?
Yeah. Oh, me and my friends, we actually, like, in grade, like, 3, we had this, like, squad of guys and girls because bugs don't discriminate, and we would build a worm hotel. So basically what we did was we just dug this big old hole and we just threw worms in there. And I don't
know
if you guys
fight ring
if you have ever played with worms before or like try to find them in the ground. First of all, we're digging with sticks because we didn't
you're stabbing them.
Well, kind of. We were gentle. We were very gentle people, unless we found one of these imposter worms. Now, let me tell you something. We don't know anything about the ecosystem or how it works. We, in our heads,
you're fucking
demonized these bugs who look like worms, but they're, like, grayish, and I think they have legs. If we found one, murder. Like, squish. Death. Because we thought they were worm enemies.
That is so funny.
I'm telling you, it was like Lord of the Flies, but with worms.
You guys were playing God.
Yeah. We decided who lived
and
died a horrible death.
That's when the God complex started. It was that moment in grade 3.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about the God complex. That's interesting. That is God complexy. Like,
oh yeah, decide
100%.
Who
gets to stay in our hotel. And who gets squished
savagely
by
murdered by
and
a
beheaded
of, like 7-year-olds.
Oh my God, that's awful. Yeah.
I remember so in elementary school, whenever it rained, a bunch of kids, and I would always like peek into like what they were doing. They'd set up a hotel, but it was like slugs. But they wouldn't like dig a hole. They like put a bunch of leaves, like block it off with like sticks so that no one would like step on them.
Uh-huh.
And then like gather the slugs from the pavement. And, like, put them in the little slug hotel.
Oh, so you had slugs at school.
Yeah.
For us, it was worms.
Yeah, we had worms, too, probably. But I think the kids chose the slugs.
God complex strikes again.
Okay, I have another. I just thought of something else.
Go for it.
Skip-Its.
Oh!
And I will go to the grave saying the marketing for Skip-Its was, like, phenomenal.
Elite.
Like, the ads on TV were so great. So many people had them at school, and like everyone just be skipping it in the yard. And I wanted to skip it, but I think like we ended up getting a skip it. But like I didn't want the purple one that we had. I wanted the pink one that had the little rainbow ribbon that would extend out of it. Because when you would skip it and it would go in circles, it was so pretty. Like I wanted it so bad. And I think having one of those skip its, schoolyard credit. Cred right there.
Skip it. So jump roping too. If you're good at jump rope,
that wasn't a big thing for me. It was like if you were good at jump rope, but the one where it's like when you're with other people, so
yeah,
people
someone's
are
spinning
it
for you,
and like
yeah.
You're able to jump in with confidence.
Double dutching.
Oh, double Come dutch. On. Never mind. Yeah, that's a good one.
You're royalty.
Oh.
That's so funny.
Oh, man. I love thinking about stuff like this because it's just so like niche. Like I feel like this is very like Ontario, like our school board, like that is like I don't know if this is like a shared sentiment.
I feel like it is.
I feel like
Bugs
some of it
sure.
is. I feel like yeah. some of it is, but I feel like probably some of it isn't.
I just like unpacking like the trauma that these events lead to. No, maybe not trauma, but the effect it has on people when they get older.
Oh yeah, because. When you think about it, it's like the people who like we deemed as cool will carry that reputation, you know, like until probably something happens. And like I feel like most people who like aren't considered that like peak when they're older, you know, because
I feel like we force them into their shell.
Yeah. Honestly, wait, that's a good point. It's like they can't be anything other than who they were set up to be.
Yeah. Like I said last episode, if you pick your nose when you were 8, I still when you're 80, I'll still look at you as the boy who picked his nose when he was 8.
Like, isn't there that that not metaphor, that thing where it's like, you know, like a scarlet letter?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I was like, okay. I don't know it. I only know it from EZA. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's like similar to that. Like
you're branded for life.
Predestination.
Okay, maybe we don't want to get into it this episode, but kind of reminds me of cancel culture.
Oh, we are not jumping into that rabbit
hole. Okay, I'll just say my point is just like people's minds are made up before the evidence is like true, and that like reputation sticks with them even if we find out it's not true.
Yeah, you can't escape the fact that you did not own a pink skibbit.
You can't escape the fact that you farted in class and everyone heard. Okay,
for the last little bit of our podcast, since it's just Jasmine and I don't know how to take it away.
We were just like reminiscing about how, okay, not reminiscing actually, Rhea literally said like, why are we friends?
Yeah, I posed this question because Miriam and I think we have like a very like, oh, like start to finish type of like a very like start to finish type of friendship where, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, like we were both from the same school. We went to high school together. Like
you like your neighbors, basically.
Yeah, it's like we have a very like clear timeline of friendship. Whereas Jasmine and I, it is just like why are we friends?
And what's funny is when she asked me that, I was thinking the same thing. I've been thinking about this so much. I was like, why am I friends with Roya? Like, are we even friends? Like, I don't know. It's weird.
It's weird because my whole thing is, because we have proven in the past, Jasmine and I have the same personality. Like, we are pretty much the exact same person, but like different fonts, like different types.
Different fonts.
So it's like, I'm always confused because I feel like instinctively or like, I feel like we shouldn't be friends. Like, we shouldn't get along. But here we are.
Yeah. And especially like with Roy going to a different school and then COVID. I have not physically seen Roya in a long time, but like I still think I'm really close with her.
Yeah,
and it's weird.
Like Jasmine's still like a best friend, you know? Like Jasmine.
Yeah, and then yeah, when Roy said I was a best friend, I was like, yes.
Saying best friend is weird. That's a whole other topic, right?
It makes me very uncomfortable.
Right? Okay.
It puts a hierarchy on your friends.
Oh yeah, and I kind of don't like it, but I think I'll let it slide for you guys. So I came to the conclusion that Jasmine and I's friendship is just built. The foundation of our friendship is built on a series of coincidences.
Coinkydinks.
And I just wanted to, you know, explore this topic a bit because I think it's actually kind of interesting.
How we became friends.
Yeah. We are literally saying the same sentence like 4 different times.
Yeah. So basically, in grade 9, because we went to the same high school. In grade 9, I had no idea who Roya was. Mm-hmm. Zero clue. Like, if you showed me a picture of Roya, I would not be able to recognize who that was.
I could say the same for you.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, I didn't even know you either.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you were just someone's little sibling. roaming the halls.
Roaming the streets. But in grade 10, by coincidence, we had every single class together.
We had the exact same schedule, everything. And at that point, we kind of knew who each other were because Miriam introduced us to each other.
Yeah.
So we knew, but in grade 10, we were like, wow, we have the exact same schedule. But we didn't sit together for any of our classes. No. We were either on like different ends, like with different people, like our different friends. And then I asked her, I was like, how did we start talking then? Like, if all that, like what?
We were so distant. Like, and then I started thinking that too, but I don't even know because I must have texted you because I talked to you. There's no way I'd text a stranger that.
Yeah, and like I don't even know how we became us, you know.
But I think the big thing that got us close was in science class, because I was a loner in that class. Aww. I hated that class. I didn't have any friends in it. And Roya was sitting with 3 other girls in this table of 4. So I was stuck with these 2 guys who I could not stand. And then one day, one of Roya's friends got sick. And listen, you know, she's fine. So you know, it's all good. I was so happy that she was sick because I think it was our other friend told me to come sit with you guys. And I got to sit next to Roya. And that's when we, like, just started talking. And I guess we really hit it off.
Yeah, we really hit it off. And I remember after that, at the end of every class, like, while we were waiting for the bell to ring to go home, like, I'd go to Jasmine, you know?
Yeah.
Because she was still at the other table. But yeah, like, I just think it's really interesting when something is built on an actual set of coincidences. Because I think I go through, like, a spiral of thoughts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I always think, I was like, wow, if Jasmine and I didn't have the same schedule, even if we had three classes together, but one not together, I don't think it would have been the same.
Yeah, if we didn't have that science class together, forget it.
Yeah, like, and even, like, I think the same could be said about any of the other classes we had together. Like, I think it would have been completely different. Like, if that girl wasn't sick that day, completely different. If Miriam didn't talk to Jasmine, I wouldn't have
completely known, different.
Right? And I just, and if, I love series of events like this.
Also, something really interesting. In grade 10 was when I got my phone, like my first phone. I think that was a game changer because I
was able off the grid
to communicate with people. Before, I had zero email? Clue. Yeah, I had email. Like, I had no idea what was going on in the school. I was completely like, it was like isolated. I was in a different universe. Yeah. But then I got a phone. And I guess that at the time, I didn't like, because right now I have a very hard time starting a texting conversation, especially with someone I've never texted before.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I just texted Roya, like, out of the blue. I got her number. I was like, hey, Roya, like, I got a so-and-so gave me your number so I can start annoying you here now, too.
And it, like, just spiraled.
Yeah, like, it's normally, would a texting conversation lead that
to
an
actual good friendship? Yeah.
But like, I don't think it will.
Normally. Yeah, it wouldn't if you couldn't back it up in person.
Yeah.
And like my whole thing, like the theme of this episode, predestination, you know, like we were set up. It was a
I'm
setup
telling you.
Based on coincidences. We were
Bug Girl and Skip It Girl were predestined to be friends.
Together, to be lovers. What?
What? Who said that?
Who said that? But,
sorry. Like, I don't know what came over me.
Oh, God. it's my vaccine. But no,
it's a side effect.
I just think it's really interesting. I think, like, for people who are listening, like pick someone in your life, like, anyone. Like, a best friend. And, like, question why. I think it's
question everything.
Yeah, I just think it's really interesting to, like, jump down that rabbit hole. I love thinking. That's my new hobby.
I sometimes think, though, like, I think too much. Because I literally was convincing myself that Roy and I weren't close anymore. I was like, we're not even friends.
Oh, and I find it really funny when people, like, spiral out of, like, are we friends?
It's so tough. Like, especially with COVID.
But I think we all kind of figured out, like, all three of us, I think, are low-maintenance friends.
And I love that.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't think I could be a high-maintenance, like, friend to someone or like be no. friends with someone who's high maintenance.
I would be so guilty if I was high maintenance.
Oh yeah, but I think like we're all alone. I think especially the pandemic did that, where it's like I can go a couple days, but I think for some people had the opposite effect
where they needed people.
Yeah But I think all
like literally in the beginning of the pandemic we went like months without calling each other.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'll talk, like I would go like, yeah, I'll talk to you, and then would not, radio silence for like the next like week. And like, I'm back.
Didn't mind it. I don't know. Like, oh, cut that out. Not that I didn't. That sounded wrong. No, I just mean it. Like, I just felt like I didn't feel like because pressured. I wasn't texting you guys, I was like losing you guys.
Aw. Like, we're just so special.
Yeah. I just love thinking about how little insignificant things lead to such big things.
And I think that has a huge thing into Jasmine, because I think we both enjoy history. We both enjoy, like, jumping down the rabbit hole of, like, if this happened, and then this happened, and because of that, this happened. And I think, like, it's really fun to apply that same thought into regular interactions with people.
Oh, no. Like, if I have a history thought, I'm going to Roya. Like, no one else cares. No one else, like, aww, can, like, banter with it. But Roya can.
Oh, Jasmine, I'm blushing.
Okay, now say something good about me.
Also, okay. Your hair's nice.
Thanks. We discovered that I am Buzz Lightyear and Roya is Woody.
Jesse. Oh. Who said that? Who said that?
Oh, sorry. I'm Woody and you're Jesse. That's what Roya said. But that's not true.
Wait,
you're Woody?
Wait, I'm Bo Peep then.
No. Who said that? You're mixing up the couples.
No, it's Woody.
It's Woody and Jesse.
Bo Peep.
Oh my god. No, Bo Peep is with Buzz Lightyear.
No, Jasmine, you're gaslighting
right
now. Shut up.
Is that true?
Think of Toy Story 4. That's a nice
I'm Googling
one.
This right now. I swear, if I'm wrong,
it's
I'm
Buzz
ending
and
the podcast.
Jesse, is it not?
Buzz Lightyear, girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Oh my god, DisneyFandom.com, Buzz Lightyear relationships. Okay, Buzz's relationship with Jesse is only hinted.
And then it's Woody and Bo Peep.
Shoot, I should Google Woody then. Woody girlfriend.
I just know I'm
shit,
right, Jasmine.
I think you're right.
I know I'm right. I don't get it, though.
Shouldn't the cowboys be together?
I think in every friendship dynamic, there should be one person who's always right and one person who's always wrong.
Fuck you. Okay, I just assumed. Okay, maybe this is prejudice against cowboys,
yeah,
but I thought they would want
mistake
a good
number one,
cowgirl.
Jasmine. Assuming. How low of you.
I didn't think that Woody would want a shepherd. I thought he would want someone wild and free like Jesse, okay?
But yeah, like, Jasmine and I, this episode was fun. It was fun to kick back, relax with my babe.
Okay, we're gonna end this before it gets too off the rails. Roya, get your hand off my leg. I hate you! Oh, God! We're on Zoom, by the way. Her hand is not on my leg. And we are friends, Roya.
But I wish it was.
Anyways.
Like, no, okay, wait. My whole thing is I'm not a very touchy person or, like, mm-hmm. a very, like, flirty person. But when it comes to Jasmine, oh, like, I'm a different person.
And you're very vocal, too. Like, you're not touchy, but you sure will talk the talk.
Yeah, but I do not walk the walk.
You will not, because you will be abstinent for the rest of your life. That message was sponsored by Roya's father. Dun, 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 dun.
That's a good one to end it on. Okay, bye, guys.
Okay, see you guys.